What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Welcome, dudes.
Yo. Hello.
Working late crew, do you want to all introduce yourselves to the BFM listenership? I know we've got Kurt and we've got MC for State of Mind.
MC Crafty or Jules is my daytime name.
Yes.
Yeah, and James.
And James,
yeah.
Welcome. You guys were up here 12 months ago for the last Working Late, which I mentioned earlier in the show that I went along to, and it was just a total barn burner. Everyone was having a massively good time down there. It was just one of those real knees-up nights down in
Sold Shed 10. Sold-out show. It was magnificent, yeah. So the concept of the show is it's a game show and live music experience. So I work for a company, direct a company called the Department of Arts with my two friends, and Kurt and James own a promotional company called NextGen, and they run a few festivals across the country. Mm-hmm. And we've teamed up, and we wanted to do something different and alternative and artsy and give us an opportunity to kind of try something new. And we came up with the idea of a game show in between the live music. So and we've got an awesome lineup, which we'll talk about. But like the thing that makes it different is in between each set, we're going to have a 10-minute section with a host come up and she'll play games with members of the audience, and they have a chance to win prizes. We've got a prize pack from Beach Brains and Altia, and also a Spark prize pack, and the grand prize is a brand new Yamaha Tri-City scooter, which will get you low fuel costs, and I believe it retails for like 10 to 12k. So it'll be spinning on stage on a Lazy Susan, and I guess the other aspect of it is also we'll be doing all the design, boutique and custom. So that's what Department of Arts do. We build sets and brand activations and stages, and this is kind of our teaming up with NextGen and doing an independent promotion is our chance to just, you know, throw the book at it, complete creative control, and we've got a like an 80s themed stage set design, which is very it's looking awesome. All the renders are wicked, and then we'll be doing an activation with Spark, which be a giant lit up neon wall, Red Bull activation. Their bar's going to have a few light installations on top of it, and then we've got a whole bunch of lights. Tricks up our sleeves in our workshop that we'll be throwing out.
A well dressed room really adds to a sense of occasion.
Totally.
You kind of nailed it last time, so I can only imagine, you know, like 12 months to think about it and work on the project.
Yeah, and we've all improved a lot since the first year. So that festival was, I think it was the boys' second one, and our first one that we had run completely on our own. And, you know, dealing with the venue, working with the venue. it was really good, like down on the waterfront with Shed 10, working with their team, getting to know them and kind of the ins and outs of what we needed to prepare, getting our health and safety in check, our plans in check, kind of that communication, and then also looking after the artists. So I think we've all had a bit of experience working for other people, but just having the chance to do it in our own way. It was incredible last year. Like, I can't believe for a maiden event or gig, we sold out the week of, and everyone looked fantastic. Everyone was super happy. Didn't really have any complaints about fights or anything. It was just a good time. All the photos, everyone smiling. We couldn't believe our luck, really.
For me, it captured the spirit of like a laneway crowd, you know, just like good, pumped, well-behaved.
Indie alternative, bit of art, bit of love in the air.
Dude won a van.
Someone won a van. it was a fantastic concept for a show, genuinely. I'm really, really proud of what we delivered last year. It's so sick, and we're going to do it again this year and double up big time.
Should we play a tune from one of the artists performing at...
Yes. So the first tune I'd love to play is Holiday by Confidence Man. Yes. So Confidence Man are an alternative indie / house music duo. I wouldn't even know how to put them in a genre necessarily.
They're
a good time. Yeah, they're a real good time. So they do a lot of like the main reason we chose them was when we watched their Glastonbury set and the crowd was insane, and they have a lot of theatrics and dancing and costumes when they play, and it fit so much into the game show experience that we were trying to deliver, and we couldn't really believe it when we stumbled across it. Or, like, we'd heard their music, but then seeing the visual antics of them on stage, like, they really bring a live performance that would fit into a game show.
It was that this tune in particular was potentially the best footage I saw out of Glastonbury this year. You always see a bit, but I was just like, wow, these guys are fully committed to their bit.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Should we give it some gas?
Give it some gas.
Get online and check out that video of Confidence Man at Glastonbury. It's like really good.
It's a good vibe, trust me. I know in my gut it was a great decision. We're very excited to see them.
You guys, you have chosen another song from them. I feel like we could probably double down and get into it again, play another one.
Yeah.
What's the next tune and why have you chosen it?
Does it make you feel good? And I've chosen it, or we've chosen it, because it does make you feel good.
Okay.
That's basically that's their summary of all their music. Every track you listen to is great. And I also really, her lyrics are hilarious. I don't know how to describe it, but it's very like, like she's just a strong, independent woman. Like, I don't know how to say it. Like, silly. Like, she just kind of takes the piss out of men to these really poppy, huge tunes. Like, and is very like just very crafty with it. I think the lyrics are hilarious. Like, very catchy. Maybe not in this tune, but in the rest of the catalog.
I think this tune went viral on TikTok too, so it might be pretty familiar with a few people.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Confidence Man performing at Working Late, September 10th?
Correct.
Yes. Down Shed 10. I'd go to Working Late to see that.
Yeah.
It's quite nice and soul-y, almost.
It's everything you want in a good time rolled up into one, eh? Yeah, I find, I find the more, it's the classic, but the more you play it, the more you love it. Like, I put them on at a work site when we were out building, we were building some art installations down in Gizzy, and just everyone, like, across all the contractors just started
loving it.
Like,
it's quite
just
powerful when you get buy-in from people.
Sometimes when you put it on, you know, this is an act I'm not afraid to put on the ox. Like, sometimes it's like, oh, I don't know how this is going to go. Mm. But generally, it's just like people pumping. And great driving music as well. I love driving to this in the mornings.
Obviously, they've blown up overseas. What was it like cutting the deal with them to perform down at Working Late?
Oh, it was relatively straightforward, eh? Like, they were pretty much like, this is our price. And
we're in Australia at the time. Are they flying? Are they in Aussie? Or
I think we actually got a bit lucky. I think when we struck the deal, it was before they actually blew up everywhere. So I'd like to think we got quite a good deal on them, eh? Okay. But yeah, they're just
good timing. And they're doing their Aussie tour now, and then I think we're a stop in their Aussie tour, and then they're going to Europe, which is
on the way. We're on the way.
No, but all the Europe shows are pretty much sold out or selling out very fast. Like that, I think they did 3 nights in Manchester that sold out in an instant, and all the Europe tours as well. So, very, very cool.
Hype. Okay, I've got one more from them lined up. Boyfriend. Repeat.
Yeah, so I just think the lyrics are hilarious in this. I don't know what else to say. I guess it's a bit of a pushback on men in the world today. she makes you feel pretty silly as a boyfriend, but it's I think it's fun and just a silly take on it, but very, very well written, just fun.
My boyfriend wants to talk. My boyfriend talks.
That was Confidence Man. Man, tunes.
Non-stop.
Who else is playing at Working Late that people need to know about?
So we had our headliner from last year, which is Leisure DJ set. So the funny thing about that was we were lining them up to play live, and we've been working with them closely, and essentially they just said at the start, they said, hey, look, this was before we'd announced it. They said, hey, we're getting closer to the time, but two of the members were actually about to start their, you know, families and have two of their members were about to have a child. and they basically, the dates of childness was going to fall exactly basically on the shows. And the booking agent was real cool. She just basically told us, she's like, hey, I don't think we can make the live show before we announce, but we'd love to do a DJ set. And they came and smashed the DJ set. It was a very good vibe, but we were always like, man, we want to get them back and play live. Luckily they've signed back on. They've signed back up. I think they had a really good time and enjoyed the show. And part of what we're doing, I guess you can speak on this with Spark and the live stream that we're about to do, Curdy.
Yeah, we're doing almost like a tiny desk live from Working Late.
Mm.
So we got Matt Claude Productions filming the whole set, and we're gonna push it through various channels, BFM being one of them, the week after the show.
Yeah, and so, and as a part of that, like Department of Arts, we've made a custom set just for their set. So,
oh wow!
So you'll have the set design that we've made, the 80s game show, and then when Leisure come on, we're gonna change the set again specifically for this, I guess, tiny desk performance, which is really fun. Like they sent us a couple of ideas for like the mood that they'd like to kind of produce or get off, and then Josh, our designer, sent them back some designs and some renders, and they were like, yeah, we love that.
It's aligned with their new EP, the whole brand, so yeah, it's looking sick.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool collaboration. Like we get the chance to have one of our favorite like live bands ever. I've always been a massive fan, and they're gonna get a chance to kind of have this package content with a set like we're going to design, it's requiring, like, it usually requires a festival of a few thousand people to kind of justify building something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a cool, very cool collaboration. And again, all of us, Department of Arts, they've been one of a strong theme throughout our work. When we're going to different shows and building these things, Leisure's always on in the workshop. Like when we're designing stuff, when we're installing, Leisure has been pretty much, one of the bands that we've always agreed upon, because we've got three very different music tastes. And Leisure is, we land right in the middle when we're working, and that's why, they mean a lot, I think, to us.
Huge shout out to Spark for making it all happen. It'll essentially be a Spark live sessions. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rad. Should we play Money?
Yeah, play Money.
Let's do it.
down before you hit the ground. Sort it out before you twist it out. Sick and tired of messing around. Light up the gateway to play around. Money ain't no good to me. Money ain't no good to me.
Great live band. I saw them at Hopetown Alpha, I don't know, some point in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, like in one of those weird lockdown kind of yeah. kind of times, maybe for Elemental. No, Elemental last year.
That's
yeah. where I saw them.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Went to the matinee as well. You know, like quite nice, the afternoon show. It was a blazing hot day and everyone was just sipping on pals and having
enjoying
a good old
themselves.
Time.
Yeah. yeah, I mean, it's just, it's incredible. All the members are, in their own rights, pretty special, have made a pretty special contribution to New Zealand music. And it's, I really like their ethos. It's just basically, it's called Leisure because when they get together, well, I mean, I don't want to speak for them, but basically it feels like they get together because they're good friends and they just make music. So when they find the time to go out on writing camps and they put together music like just how they want to without any, I guess, strings attached. It feels like they've all got so much experience in the music industry. They're like, and kind of gone through the startup bands or nonstop like session musicians or producing. And they've just been like, Leisure is this thing where we use all our skills and we produce something sick. All the skills that we've made over the last 15, 20 years. So, yeah, I don't know. They're definitely icons to me. Icons.
Are we hitting another track from Leisure? And if so, which track is it?
I would love to do Miles Away. It's on the B-side, the blue B-side album. Well, you might have to search that. But Miles Away is my favourite tune. Well, he's searching through the tracks. I mean, you can go with Slipping Away if you have
to. No.
Side there B, go. There it is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, get
We're
down.
Digging here.
We're digging the crate.
Miles Away?
Yeah, okay. Let's go.
I don't think
obvious
this one.
This is such a
pretty alternative. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm crate digging. I'm doing crate digging.
You're in the middle of What's Cooking, thanks to Auckland Art Gallery. If you are keen on that annual pass to Auckland Art Gallery, shoot us a text right now, 5395, 12 months, you cruising along to any exhibition you like at Auckland Art Gallery for free. We're talking Working Late, as mentioned. I'm kind of losing my place here. We're slowly running through the lineup of artists. Bailey Wiley, BFM favourite, is performing at Working Late.
Yeah, so I think we're all three of us are pretty big fans of Bailey.
And have been
from a long time. She's been a bit of a staple. Great singer, and kind of I just always really respected her. I once did a tour. My old boss Angus Muir, he does light sculptures and stuff, and I only worked for him for like 2 or 3 months, and he'd done a collaboration with Red Bull for Bailey Wiley's tour, and he was like, "Oh, hey, bro, I can't do this tour, so can you go to like Auckland, Christchurch, and Wellington for me?" And I'd set up these Bailey Wiley themed lights, and I'd never done any lighting control or any travel for work or anything, and he just basically sent me around the country building the sculpture that was either side of his show, but yeah, it was crack up. Like I'd have like two, 3 hours of the most stressful time of my life, like trying to figure out how the controls and the panels work, and like the production guys asking me like, "How does this work?" I'm like, "I'm asking you how it works." Like, "You're the production guy." And he's like, "You're the lighting dude." And then just finally got it working, and then just bliss listening to her perform and watching her and pressing a few buttons. And yeah, so she's always had a bit of a strong place in my heart. Hey, she's very cool.
Dear, I've been thinking I need a break.
And this time last night I tried
to do right by you and focus on my love, my touch.
Do right by you.
Dear, I've been thinking I need some time to get it right in my head. Rewind my shit, start making my own bed.
My friend,
sugar, meet me in the middle, meet me halfway. I can't wait. Sugar, meet me in the middle, meet me halfway. I can't wait. Cause you know the way I like it, know the way I move, yeah. Knowing that you like it when I'm doing what I do.
You speak like
sugar. To speak the truth, I'm adamant we will see this through.
Compromise what I like,
but my needs ain't met, sugar. Don't make me choose. Maybe you need some time, I could leave you, babe. If I ain't what you want, please excuse
my insecurity. Overwhelms me.
I'm an ordinary girl. Won't you step into my world, sugar?
Interrupt what's going on. I got respect for you. I could put a bit of bling on the neck for you. If you holler, then I'm near on the dot like a decimal. Wait, let's keep it professional. Oh, you're in the mood and I wanna groove too. Yeah, we can celebrate every day like it's New Year's. Pour a little red wine, sipping on a few beers. Let's fly to London. I don't even know what to do there. Who cares? You know I'm hooked, but I'm fresh like a new pair. Know I got the sugar and the honey like poop, yeah. If you wanna parlay, I can partake. Not a heartbreak. Hit me on the celly, meet you halfway.
Step into my room.
Baby, would you come home? Loving all the regular. I need your taste, baby. Confused, just thought you wanted my better heart. Sugar, meet me in the middle, babe. Meet me halfway. Sugar, I can't wait.
You know the way I like it.
What's happening? Are you all right? We got
every time we turn the mics on, we're giggling, eh? We're having a good chat.
Nothing happened off air, listeners. Okay, Matthew Young is also performing.
Yes,
quite a big card. You know, like he has kicked around in various bands for a very long time on BFM, going back to Artists and Guns, who got a lot of love up here. And he's been like working away for a long time on, is it his debut album? I think so.
No, he's released a bunch of other music beforehand, but this is the big one that's come out most recently. It came same sort of thing. We've seen him knocking around, and I think for me, I really, really like what kind of caught my attention, because I'd listened to his music. Josh, our designer, was a big fan of him, actually. It's been kind of an eclectic collection of people's taste, like the five of us sort of going back and forth on the lineup. So we thought about it a lot, but the thing that kind of sold me was he did a really, really cool video clip for Boneheaded, which was sort of, I guess, an 80s retro themed, like New Zealand 80s themed New Zealand thing at the raceway doing,
it's like an American teen movie,
American teen movie, but like set in
New Zealand,
in New Zealand
theme,
Pukekohe or something like that. I really, really like the creative on that, and the song as well matched with it. So I mean, New Zealand artists, big ups. I'm pretty excited to see him play.
Excellent. I reckon we're going to like close out here, dudes. Is there any sort of like parting messages you want to like send out to the listeners about Working Late, which is happening September 10th at Shed 10?
Yo, come along. Trust us. We've put our heart and soul into it. We know what's good. We love building shows. There's going to be custom boutique art, good music, good times.
You can win a brand new scooter.
It's going to be like literal scooters.
Worth 10 grand.
On a lazy Susan. Yeah. And anyone who comes has a chance to win that. I don't think you're going to experience anything like this unless you come along.
Watch the after movie from last year on our Instagram. That'll make your mind up.
Yeah, right. I can vouch as well.
Yeah.
Shoot us a text through to 53995 if you're keen. I got a double pass, can hook you up. It's going to be a rager. Fact.
Facts.
Straight.
Yeah, I'm loaded. Now get boneheaded with me. Come on. I think I might quit, man. Give me the smoke. The superstar glitz sounds like a joke. All got fixed, no shine in the most. So cut the lights real quick, let's see if you glow. And when it's pitch dark, give me a phone. And we can FaceTime while you're sitting at home. Don't you want a real love? I'm loaded, now get boneheaded with me, come on. I think you lost grip, man, where did you go? The clout ain't shit, man, it's a hoax. Love don't stick when he goes involved. Think everybody caught dibs, I'm taking you home. Whether you do or whether you don't, fill your cup, ding ding, I'm raising a toast. This is for the real love. Yeah, I'm loaded, now get boneheaded with me, come on.
You love me, I might be lost, I'll count my luck if you need me. When all my money is gone, if you hold me, my heart is sunken, I'm all fucked up, best believe. Yes,
One last plug, dudes.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. The last plug is currently we have a competition running on our Instagram, which is Working Late, the Instagram, and
double underscore
Working Late. It's a $1,300 prize pack from Beach Brains, which is one of our favorite clothing labels, and you can win 4 tickets to Working Late. All you have to do is go on and tag a few friends. So $1,300 worth of very, very cool clothes, and 4 tickets to Working Late. Check out our Instagram.
Easy.
And Uber Eats voucher for your dusty Sunday.
Yeah. Just what you need, eh? Yeah.
Cherry on top.
Oh, we think about it. We're coming from the customer's mind, you know? We've been customers for many years.
We're
we know exactly what
audience.
We want. It's all good looking nice in fresh clothes, but you want a dusty feed on Sunday. That's the real winner.
All right, Diz. Hey, thank you very much. The crew from Working Late, we'll see you there. Down at Shed 10.
Awesome. Thanks for having us, man.
Thank you very much for having us.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toi O Tāmaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.